Hello, my name is Michael Augustine, and I want to thank you for visiting my online world. I am so excited you're here today. Now, I realize you may not know who I am or why you're even here. I'm married to a beautiful young lady, and for the past 5 years, I've been working as a computer programmer, web designer, search engine optimization analyst, and lead generation marketing coach. Now, you may not know who a search engine optimization analyst is, per se, but that is the person who knows how to take a website and drive it up the ranks of Google and other search engines like Bing and Yahoo to create leads and prospects for your on and offline businesses. This is why I tell you that I am a lead generation marketing coach, because I can help you, yes, you, generate leads for your business. Now, you may be asking yourself, why am I listening to you, Mike? Why am I here? Well, I am a person who currently spends 40-hour work weeks working hard, trying to make a living. I was raised to know that if you get a good education and a profitable career, not necessarily the one that you would like, but the one that you were good at, you would get a good job and be set for life. Now, I'll tell you that short story in a moment, but yes, I went to high school, I graduated, I went to college, I graduated, and I got a great job. Yes, I said to myself, finally, I did it. I felt like I achieved everything in life. I felt like I became someone. I thought I reached the end of my journey. You know, the one where you're taught to go to school, go to college, get a great job, work 40 years, and then retire? You know, the ideal life, right? Well, boy, was I wrong. I didn't know that my journey was really beginning. I thought I reached the top of the mountain. But there was still more mountain to climb, and there was still much more to do with my life. This wasn't the end, but only the beginning. Let me take a few minutes and talk to you about three factors that helped me come to that realization to help me see the light, so to speak. The first factor is your quality of life. While working in corporate America, I personally witnessed a poor quality of life shared by my coworkers. Every day when I walked into the office, I could hear how people did not want to come to work, how bad the money was that they were making, and how great it would be to retire. My coworkers were always complaining about something, and always complaining about someone or blaming their problems on someone else. Working as we know it generally produces great stress. Something always happens, like not getting the proper credit, not getting the promotion you think you deserved, or even if you were the most qualified for it. I understand this because it happened to me. Did that ever happen to you? After personally listening to my coworkers long enough, I decided to do some research and figure out just why people were feeling this way. Why, after all I've been taught as the basis of life success, of going to school, getting a good job, planning for retirement, why do my coworkers feel the way they do? I just did not feel right about being around such folks. Little did I know that I would have a personal experience that would answer those exact questions, and that experience would lead me to the second factor I'm going to talk about, and that is being your own boss. Now, so you understand, I spent many years working for the man instead of being the man. This analogy means that typical jobs in corporate America involve employees working for the welfare of their boss or the business itself. During my career, I conducted various interviews to fill vacant positions for the company I was representing as an employee. Now, you know that when you go to an interview, it is your job to showcase yourself to impress the panel of interviewers that you were the most qualified for the position you're interviewing for. I can tell you that when I conducted interviews, one of the qualities I was instructed to look for, yes, you heard me right, instructed, I was instructed to look for the quality of whether or not the candidate could integrate into the workplace setting and learn the office politics, so to speak. Doing interviews involving such selection criteria bothered me immensely, and if the candidate met this criteria, whether or not they had the knowledge or experience, that person was still considered qualified. Does this story sound familiar to you? Does this story resonate with you? I was shocked at what I experienced. And I did not like what I heard and what I was told to do. I just didn't feel right, and I slowly began to understand why my coworkers felt the way they did. Another point that I want to make that influenced me in moving forward to finding answers was learning about one of the great qualities of a leader, and that quality is taking responsibility for your own actions and admitting you were wrong. Too many times I heard coworkers blame others for their own actions. And one time I had a disagreement with my boss. And that disagreement, and why I disagreed with him, was to protect him. Of course, he didn't see it that way. And he did not want to look bad in any situation. I'm sorry, but going through hard times in life, such as your job or anything for that matter, this builds character. And character building paves the way to becoming a leader, in my opinion. Constantly trying to look good without being yourself or taking on any challenges and growing from them based on your results of the challenge does not make you become a leader. I love taking challenges, and I love the controversy, so to speak. It is these times that occur in my life that provide me such direction on tough choices and gives me good quality answers on how to move forward. These events in my life led me to make a choice that would change my life forever. And this choice served as a great segue into the third and final factor that I am going to share with you. That factor is controlling your destiny. And I'm not sure if you know or understand this, but everybody has a destiny that eventually will be fulfilled. Some of you may know what it is, and some may not. I most certainly didn't know what it is, or what the future holds for me. I thought my destiny was going to school, getting a job, working 40 years, and then retiring. But thanks to a dear friend, our talk one day sitting in my corporate America job office, that person convinced me to use my skills and technology to help others become who they're meant to be or who they want to be. There was life outside the job office. And that is when my friend introduced me to network marketing. I was introduced to many mentors through network marketing who left a profound effect on my life, which led me to successful endeavors as a marketing coach, SEO specialist, and a lead generation expert. And it is through that I have decided to come out of the woodwork on a bigger scale and help as many as I can. I spent many years coaching people individually and helping them grow. And it was my wife who convinced me to go online and be all I could be and use those skills to change the world. I have created this blog for you. Through all that my mentors have taught me, you are going to learn the same things. You're going to learn how to grow and build your business online. Whatever it is that you do, I'm going to teach you how to build and grab leads for your business. But here's the most important part. As this blog evolves, you are going to be in the driver's seat because I want to know what you want to hear. Yes, I'm going to share with you how to be successful and how I was successful, and the many avenues that you could partake in becoming successful online and offline. But I want to hear from you. I want to know what it is you want me to cover. So I ask you today, right now, on the right, there's a form, and it talks about how to build leads for your business. Fill that form out and become part of my mailing list. Let me get to know you. Let me understand who you are, and let's build a profitable life together. Take the time now, fill out this form. My name is Michael Augustine, and it is a pleasure to get to know you and working together
as we pursue
our destinies for better lives. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.